In the brand new book, Dear Bi Men, author, peer counselor, and creator of the hashtag Bisexual Men Speak, J.R. Youssef offers an unapologetic guide for readers who are Black, Mask, and Bi. The book features cutting social analysis, personal stories, and reclaims Bi plus visibility in a culture of erasure. It also offers practical feedback on how to unlearn internalized biphobia and homophobia, fight back against erasure and stigma, navigate sex, dating, partnerships, marriage, friendship, and much more. It's available now wherever books are sold. North Atlantic Books is offering listeners 25% off plus free shipping. Purchase Dear Bi Men at www.northatlanticbooks.com and use code CURIOUS25 at checkout for 25% off and free shipping. U.S. mailing address required. Hey, it's Jonathan Van Ness. Americans United for Separation of Church and State defends your freedom to live as yourself and believe as you choose, so long as you don't harm others. Core freedoms like abortion rights, marriage equality, public education, and even American democracy itself rest upon the wall of separation between church and state. Christian nationalists are attacking these freedoms, seeking to force us all to live by their narrow beliefs. Americans United is fighting back. Freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more about AU at au.org/curious.
Darling, I was on a vacation recently and stayed at an Airbnb, and then I realized that while I was away, my empty house could be making money, honey. If you're someone like me that is busy and not home all the time, your home could be an Airbnb, and it's actually pretty simple to get started. Even if you don't have a whole house, you could start with just a spare room. Personally, I really enjoy staying at Airbnbs. I really do. I love a good Airbnb. Who is that? Come back, British you. And it really is a great way to like support local economy and support local people. So Airbnb is fabulous. And I know I was doing my British voice earlier, but we love Airbnb. So think about what you could do with some extra cash, whether you're looking to treat yourself to something nice, like a shopping spree or a spa day, or start a whole side hustle. Airbnb can help you be that person. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Getting Curious. I'm Jonathan Van Ness. And once in a while, I sit down for a gorgeous conversation in front of a brilliant audience. When we used to do those sorts of things, and hopefully we'll do it soon. For our last two summer episodes, we are giving you Getting Curious Live, a mashup of our favorite tapings from festivals, tour stops, and even a cruise. First up, recordings from Clusterfest and Outside Lands in San Francisco and Vulturefest in New York.
I never hear like the whole version of this song. It's so good. It's just like those like first 15, hi, San Francisco, yes, hi. How's everyone doing this gorgeous San Franciscan day, honey? Yes, feels, ooh, cute pet. Okay, so I'm really excited. Doing Getting Curious Live is like something I don't do so much. Today's topic is going to be so much fun. No one I would rather have here. It's kind of rude. It's like a fake out. It seems like it's going to be Queer Eye, but it's not. I'm going to call out everyone that's going to come out. They're going to have a really gorgeous, like, you know, model walking moment. I'm really honored to be joined by four stunning comedians that I'm going to attempt to call in the right order. I can feel my friend and producer's butt cheeks clenching from here. First, we have a very talented comedian and entertainer, singer, songstress, actress, comedian, Catherine Cohen.
Oh my God, I'm shy. How are you? you?
Never been better, honestly. Stop. Love your look so much. Take a seat. Oh my God, love your shoe.
No.
Okay, next. Oh, I love this. Thank you so much, because now I can see everyone behind. We are going to welcome our next guest, who's absolutely stunned, and I have to say, has a dirty root that always gives me life. Put your hands together for Julio Torres. Yes, yes.
Hello. Hi.
And then our next gorgeous comedian, who we love. That felt like a wind rush, and I loved it. Our next comedian, who we love so much. Put your hands together for Ayo Adebiri. Yes. We've been touring this little one and me, and she's really been showing me the ropes and making me laugh so hard. And in addition to you, who's been making me laugh so dang hard,
yes,
leaving me breathless and blowing my hair back all the time because he's so funny, put your hands together for Jabuki Young White. Oh my gosh. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
I, not to quote myself, but like, I can't believe.
Sometimes you just can't. That's reasonable.
Okay, so you guys are like all working, ferocious, smart comedians. I've not gotten to work with you yet, IRL, but I know that you're really funny because I watch a lot of your material.
No.
I did, but it was just happened like in the last 2 weeks, so like we'll get it together.
I'm honored.
I have had the honor of performing with these three, and you guys all collectively, I think, are just defining voices of our gorgeous generation. I think that you're like moving the ball forward. I think that it's like, I'm very excited to be here with you. You've all taught me something over this last year and a half since I've started doing comedy, like officially, because really I was, you know, I always say I was more of like a Mrs. Maisel, except for not married and not in New York. And, you know, but I was just honing my craft behind the salon chair for like 13 years.
You're so far from me, I can't hear a single thing.
Yeah, no, no.
So much of what's been going on over here, I'm just like, yes, okay. I love that I can't hear anything.
I know, you can't hear anything.
No, I love you guys to death, and I trust that whatever you say, I can smile and go, I support this.
Because they're laughing, so I feel like I know when I need to react. But like, I feel like this is like that thing when you like, when you have like, when like your thing isn't working, like, oh my God, I thought they were a singer, but they can't even fucking sing. But that must mean that their little ear thing was off. But we don't even have ear things.
What's happening for me is that I've been looking very intensely at everybody's mouths.
Oh.
Oh. Have you been able to...
What do you think?
And so to me, basically, you're talking. Yes, fully.
Wow, that helps.
And it helps a lot because sound-wise, we're distant from each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it does.
And I'm
feel
sure
like,
all you guys can relate to this. I'm sure.
I think when there's this much white leather in a room, the rules of
it
time
bounces.
And space go out the window.
It bounces.
I think there's something about the chairs also probably where sound is being sucked like into bounces. Them. I don't know.
I want like a campfire.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can someone get a campfire?
Getting closer.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is so much more intimate.
Oh my God, we're changing this industry.
We are literally changing this industry in front of your
and
literal
just
fucking
like that,
eyes.
They changed the industry.
This sounds so good.
This sounds so much better. It really felt like we were in the UN with like little interpreters. And we were like, we're just like from drastically different continents. We're just like, okay, I don't think we're bombing, and that's as good as it's gonna get. I don't think no wars are started. We're all just,
How
wait,
have you
what?
Guys been?
No, what?
Yeah, no.
How have you guys been since over there?
It's definitely been a journey getting back together,
totally.
But I'm happy that we're here.
I was really
you
scared.
You look great.
Since we're all, you don't have to say that.
No, literally, yes.
Do you literally look fucking amazing?
Literally, I do. Literally, I have
it's true.
I start sobbing. I feel good.
Hey.
This is
not to put you on the spot, but you know what I'm obsessed with?
What are you obsessed with?
Every single fucking thing you're wearing right now.
Yeah. It's really good.
No. And I just wonder. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was gonna just make you do it, but then I realized that we should all fucking do it. It's a really fun game. I didn't prepare anyone for it. But I think we should do it. We had to commit, but like you just had to be creative. We literally did this. We did this in Queer Eye Auditions.
you have to do like, well, you don't have to if you really like want to set a boundary and like you just want to talk comedy and like how we all got here. But if you want to take like a gentle right.
Absolutely.
You have to basically just like an impromptu show and tell.
Oh.
It can be anything. It could, like, for me, I wanted a show and tell of your outfit, like, not to give anyone, like, a heads up, but that is me giving you a noticeable heads up. So, like, that was me.
Yes, yeah. So, everyone else is,
But you could, I mean, you honestly could do anything. I mean, you could, like, there is, I see is fucking props around here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an artist.
Okay, the mind of a creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I wish I had straws or something. Julia! Julia's my gorgeous baby assistant. How should we, like, pick who's going to go first so that it's, like, fair?
Can you do an example?
Yes.
And so there you go. You go first.
Wait, you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since it worked.
Yeah. You're our leader.
Since
it worked. Yeah.
Okay. It'd be like this. Yeah.
He's found something.
So this is my
gorgeous choice.
This is my tape.
Yes.
And I really need my tape because when I'm on tour, I do this gymnastics routine. And without this tape, I would not be able to tape my sting mat to this other mat so that I don't break my ankles. And it's really supportive. And like, this tape isn't pictured here, but this can double as a bangle, which is also great. Okay. It can also be, you know, more here, which is also
great. Yeah. When it's more there, it's something else.
It's more here. And also, if you didn't have athletic tape, you could also wrap your ankle with this if you were dealing with a sprain. So this is, and also like in rhythmic gymnastics, there's that. So, you know, there is that.
Okay.
Knowing that there is that.
Oh my God, I know how to fucking decide. I already realized that I know how to decide who should go first.
Oh, great.
I already realized because I've watched Miss Universe enough to know how to do this.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait, what did you learn from? Did you say Miss Universe?
This is just like Miss Universe.
I was thinking it. When I said UN, I meant
I'm
Miss
texting.
Universe.
I'm literally going to text Julie. I'm
going
to text.
Short.
I'm going to text Julie universe. A number between 1 and 10. And then whoever gets the closest.
Is Miss Universe.
Should it be like RuPaul's Drag Race Challenge rules where if you get closest, you get to decide the order, but it's not really a contest, so that doesn't make sense. I think it should be whoever gets it has to go first, and then the farther... No, because really, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is... Okay, hold on. Everyone stop talking to me. It's actually going to be between, like...
Everyone shut up!
Okay, wait. Okay, no. Okay, I have my number. Okay, it's between 1 and 10. And I just texted it to Julie for like verification so that there's no fucking Russian collusion around here. This is so fucking fair and square. And also, like, it's not a competition, so it's not really the same as that one time because this is really more just like for fun. You know what I'm saying? So, number between 1 and 10, please.
1.
4.
5.
7.
Wow, that was like Price is Right. I'm feeling so fucking scared. So then I guess it's like who got closest without going over, right? For Price is Right rules. Well, the number was 2. It was, Julie can verify, I did text it to her.
I didn't expect that.
It was 2. I know, I wanted to kind of be...
It's like, very random.
Yeah. Because first I was thinking 7, and then I thought, no.
7 is all,
Go 2.
Go 7 2. Is the sexiest number.
So I think you're going to go first.
Me first. Okay. I don't have that much on me right now. Ooh, I have a birthmark on my shoulder.
Ooh.
It's kind of in the shape of an asterisk. And when I was young, I was like, that means I'm special because I'm like an exception or whatever. And then I went to a dermatologist a while ago and they were like, we should maybe take it off. It looks a little troubling. And it has...
Borders?
Two hairs.
Is it the borders?
Yeah, they were like, it's kind of growing.
Oh, it's a little asymmetrical.
Yeah, it's a little asymmetrical, but he's been there for so long. I just let him hang out for a little bit. So, yeah, if you guys want to go next.
That was really, really good. I am not concerned. Okay, let's have a, we will have a meeting afterwards.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Then you said four, said you four. Said five, and you said seven. And then, so I think really you would be going next okay. because it's the closest to going
That's
over,
true.
Right?
Okay. Yes. All right. So, howdy, gang. The object, the item that I'll be show and telling is my T-shirt. Yes, it's a good, the bad, and the ugly shirt. And it's a Western. Those are fun. And I wear this because I am insecure about the fact that I got a BFA. And so I guess I need to always let people know that I watched Anne movie. And at every party, then a white guy who also studied film will come up to me and go, yeah, but did you really watch it? And I'll go, no! What's a movie? It sort of does all the things a shirt should do.
I love the tuck.
And I tucked.
Yeah.
And I tucked. And that's sort of in your school of thought.
Yeah.
Not more tans, yeah. But in the sort of working community.
I'm more of like a floaty girl.
Yeah. No, there's a float and then like a yeah. Like a
I'm like right. really feeling ashamed. I did not mean to step on your show and tell.
No, 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 no. No, I invited you. No, I invited you. Come here. I invited you.
Oh, sweet. I love that. Oh my God.
I'm showing and telling my community. Okay, I'm sitting.
That was gorgeous show and tell.
Wow.
Gorgeous show and tell.
And now me.
Yes.
I know what it is. Okay, so this is what I want to show. It is my comedy notebook full of jokes that I have in my pocket because I thought that this was a stand-up show.
It's gone.
But you know, because I what is my biggest flaw?
Is
I don't open an email.
Oh.
Yeah. Roughly 10,000 emails, half of them from Clusterfest, and I, you know, I was like, Jonathan, I'm there, and then it's like, oh, I can relax. It's a fun, easygoing panel. So then then the jokes can now rest. They're like, no.
If you were really like trying to slay a competition, though, maybe you were like. Maybe you just, like, seize your moment and, like, do, like, a tight three or something with your joke.
Oh. I would not.
It sounds like they want you to.
I just want us to collectively imagine the kind of sociopath I would have to be to just come up here and go, like, good.
Yeah, most comedians
here
are
is
a
my
little
time.
Bit.
Five.
Do it.
No.
Wait.
No.
Do
like three impressions. No. Your impressions
no.
are so
oh,
funny.
Oh, this is hell.
Please.
This is hell and I'm watching. But
this is hell that you're watching. And I can see the fire in your
yeah.
eyes. You're just like,
I want to throw you out.
There's
my head.
Blood coming out of your ears. You're so delighted.
My fingers are like growing. I'm like, come on, Julio.
And you are just so, you're just so
you.
Tenderly watching. Being like,
there's a tenderness.
It's happening.
There's a tenderness in cat's
tenderness.
Eyes.
I feel warmth towards you right now.
Yeah, thank you. But to pivot hard and distract you with another shiny thing, everything I'm wearing custom made. Do
no.
we talk about that? Yes.
You're lying.
Head
no.
to toe. Give us head
you
to toe.
Literally
head
made
to
that
toe,
shirt.
Except for the shoes.
You made that shirt.
Custom. My tailor made that shirt.
He put the sequins on it and designed it.
No. I wish the fabric came like this.
Major.
And
what about
yeah.
your purse?
Is that your sister?
This bag was made by my sister.
Really?
Yes.
Does she have a gram?
She has a gram. Oh my God. Sure. You know what? The one thing that Trump and I share, I don't care about building an empire made by my entire family.
Absolutely. Thank you. Good.
I don't care. Nepotism, here we come. It's at Martania Bags.
The bags are like gorgeous.
They're
thank
you.
Chic queen. I didn't even know that your sister was a literal bag designer.
Yeah. She a literal bag designer.
Love that.
Wow. I escaped the whole thing.
I don't like that. Yeah.
You also, to be fair, like walked into it.
Well,
like,
what?
You also like walked into it, to be fair.
I walked into
it. You walked into the potential
absolutely.
Type three.
Like,
you
did.
Literally like.
I did. I absolutely
you really
did.
I mean, it felt like a willful meander. I was just like setting you up to have like a gorgeous like TED Talk, like stunning moment.
Yeah.
Like I thought it would have been really pretty. Like if you were just like been like, especially that one bit that you do about like your favorite color. That's like one of my favorite things.
Bring the mic to your mouth.
We should
again.
Bring the mic to your mouth. Each other's material.
Oh, should we do each other's?
Oh,
we should do each other's material.
Oh, that's fun.
For some reason, I was like, Tabuki, that was pointed.
Please stop. That was a joke.
What's the time nature of the clapping going to do? Sorry,
I wish we had choreography planned.
That would have been good.
Like that clapping. Wouldn't that have been fierce?
Yeah. You could have done like a tuck.
Oh,
I don't know anything about
it. My ankle's not wrapped. I don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's like everybody does somebody's joke, and then I do like a double back handspring. I flip into the sky.
Yeah.
No one sees me again.
Do you have some tumbling moves?
No, of course not.
I want to see your standing back handspring step out. It'd be stunning.
I would like to see that as well. I think my body would collapse on itself.
Let's go to adult gymnastics together.
Huh?
We even moved to L.A.
Wait, you're going to what?
I said we should go to adult gymnastics together.
I don't think that is something that you actually want.
Yeah, it is. Desperately. I love adult gymnastics.
I have a body that projects athleticism, but nothing actually bends.
It does too.
I'm telling you, it's jagged. It's jagged edges.
It's like an action figure where it's like, oh, that looks like strong and malleable, and then like you break the arm.
Could get a back handspring on a trampoline. I'm just saying.
My entire personality stems from the fact that I've never been able to do a cartwheel in my whole life, even when I was little. Pathetic on
that
the playground.
That is not pathetic.
I could never do one.
First of all, it's hard.
Thank you.
And so like, you would need to give yourself a credit.
You're right.
Cartwheels are literally hard. There's like all these synapses firing. There's all this shit
going on.
People
are so casual about cartwheels. Children, especially, way too casual about cartwheels.
Children are often always cartwheeling, I feel like. That's my image of a child. Just whoop, ooh.
Just like...
Catherine.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Honey. You guys, stop.
Catherine's doing a gorgeous show and tell.
I'll do a show and tell. You guys, do you hear the sound of my bare ass unsticking from the leather? That's how you know it's summer, bitch. This is the kind of skirt that when you get hot, it like shrinks up. So I hope you like what you see, babe. This is a wrap skirt from Reformation Cheers. Years ago, I got blackout drunk and emailed them saying, please make bigger sizes. And guess what? They actually did. So we love that. That's important to me. Okay, my show and tell, I would be remiss if I didn't sort of show and tell about my leg hair, because it is present. Mm. I have not shaved in a few days, a few weeks even, because it's boring and because society because society. So if you ever thought about that. So I do have a really gorgeous kind of like pattern of stubble right now.
They look smooth as fuck from where I'm sitting.
Really? Come on, zoom.
Oh, when I zoom.
When he zooms.
Mm. But it's still fierce.
But I wanted this to feel intimate, and I was like, even though they're miles away, even though my legs look smooth as Barbie, I wanted you guys to be able to zoom too and know that they are hairy, they are prickly, and they are part of what makes me me. I don't like
that. Yeah!
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them ever take their first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Having built a business or two myself, I know just how difficult the whole process is. But Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Yes! From LLC information to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC information plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/JVN. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/JVN. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
I'm not going to stop treating myself anytime soon, but I should stop paying for me time with whatever credit card is in my wallet. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending. Some even offer 10 times points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? A free flight? Sign me up. Room upgrades? Yes, please. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I'm so excited to be here.
This is so pretty. Oh my God, it's the first time I saw it. I can't believe. I really can't believe. That is the big, huh?
Can you believe?
No. No. That's the thing about that particular catchphrase that makes me like a little saddykin sometimes is because like I actually say that all the time in my life, and now I feel like when I meet someone I'm chatting, I'm like, can you believe, and they're like, I wasn't trying to like quote myself like that. I like just actually really do enjoy saying it, and it means a lot. Like that phrase expresses so much for me. She's like my Windex of phrases. Like in my Big Fat Greek Wedding, you know? Like, cause like Windex was like the thing for everything. Okay, so our guest, numero, well, I'm a mysterious person. I don't know how many guests we have. There could be 7, there could be 2, there could be 11, I don't know. See how much time we have. So, but our first guest is someone who I really, really, really look up to in so many ways. She burst onto the scene. She really just had a breakthrough year and just really threw us the lifeline of laughs and tea that we were needing. Her name is Michelle Wolf, and without further ado, she's here. Yeah, like, oh my God.
I do a lot of shoulders.
They're so good. My ankles were shaking so bad. I'm so nervous. You're kind of like the new Beyonce of comedy.
Oh, if I could wear a leotard, I would do that.
Me too.
She really revolutionized not wearing pants.
Honestly, and I'm on that train. I'm here for it. And if I wasn't so, like, in just such a psoriatic flare right now, I would have really, I mean, I still almost didn't care because I'm giving you a little bit of it, but I would have really gotten rid of this short if it wasn't as, she's, you know,
thing. I love it. I would like, that's my dream, to never wear pants. I don't know how she dances. How does she dance?
I think, okay, I have two best friends, Patty and Julie, and they're like two of my very best friends. And what they pointed out to me when my friend Julie is the girl who I do those Beyonce dances with sometimes on the gram. She's like one of my, I love her so much. But because I feel like Beyonce gives you like she gives you more of like a chunky, sensible heel. Like it's like more of like a character heel so that you can really pivot, turn, hit. It's not like so skinty that it's like if you're like changing course, it's like you're not going to like sprain your ankle.
I would just be so mad if I were her and I was watching like, we're at the Beyonce concert. I'm Beyonce.
Picture it.
And we're dancing all around and then Jay-Z's just like walking.
It's like, haven't you done enough?
I know.
Like, can you do some choreography, please?
I mean, that should have been like part of their like reconciliation. It's like, you must dance now.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be such a better show.
Yes, and like if they did like a whole like throwback, like what if like one of their like vibes was like a new like kind of like Gene Kelly, like a hat thing, and if they could do like, that'd be cute, like for one number.
It would be really far from
and
where
throw everything
came.
Off. Yeah. It's like, and she loves to throw like a new creative, like, God, I love her so much. Not to talk about you, but the September Vogue, Beyonce, I mean,
oh
are we all?
Oh my God. I mean, she is the new everything. She's
like, sorry, Anna, I'll do the cover, but I have to like do all of it. So
I do have one. one tiny gripe is that she's like a little too into flowers these days.
Who, Beyonce? Yeah,
everything is flowers. She takes her like pregnancy photo in front of flowers. She takes the newborn photo in front of a bunch of flowers. There's like a whole
it's
bush
Georgia
on her
O'Keefe.
Head.
It's like she's really in her lady power, I feel like. She's just like, yeah. I'm here for it.
It's just a lot of florals. I want like a vine at some point. Sorry.
I'm not mad at a vine, to be honest. I think I like a vine.
Yeah. But she took over the magazine. I don't think Anna has it anymore.
What have you heard?
I don't have any gossip. I just think Beyonce was like, it's mine now. And then Anna was like, okay.
All right. So we have a really special guest. And I'm really excited to bring her out. You guys, without any further ado, Florence Welsh.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
My manager was like, brush your hair quickly before you go on. No, I was actually behind like, oh God, I better brush my hair.
People always say this to me. I'm like, I'm so obsessed with people in their natural way. I'm like, I mean, I always like find something that I'm obsessed with in someone, you know, but like you're the most stunning.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, because if I'm working with a makeup artist or a hairstylist, it's really, I feel really bad for them because they arrive and I'm like, please don't do your job. Don't do anything.
It's like less is more.
Just don't. It's not going to look... Because if I have a lot of... It doesn't look... If a lot of makeup on me, it doesn't look good.
I mean... but you know what? I feel like in your line of work, you need to be able to like be in your comfort and be in your power. And so it's like if you're not feeling like you because you're such an organic artist, it probably just like doesn't resonate in your like gorgeous solar plexus.
It is funny. When I was younger and I was just starting out, I remember seeing my first ever press shot that I did of me, and I used to wear my dad's clothes because my dad had all these old Levi's, so my uniform when I was 19 or 20 was I would cut all his jeans up, which I don't know how pleased he was, but they were perfect because they were so old. So I would just wear them as shorts and then one of his shirts and tons of jewelry. And I did it. And I just showed up like that. And they took a picture and I had this goofy smile. It's like, hello. And I remember seeing it in like an English paper. And I looked at it and went, no, that's too me. And then as like a protection, I started like wearing way more makeup and glitter, and the hair got bright red, and I bleached my eyebrows off because I think I was really scared to
when
be
was
myself.
That?
It was that was a lungs era, if anyone remembers. I completely bleached off all my eyebrows. I kind of looked like an alien, but it was like a self-protective.
Like
I had bleached.
Because lungs is dog days, and
I had bleached eyebrows and a fringe cut into a point.
Ooh, I love that. Don't come for a V-bang, honey. Full V, full and, edgy. I love it. It's like, oh.
But I think it was, and it was kind of, I was going through like a drunk goth thing.
Oh, I love that. It's so like choke on like, my fucking harmony.
I was like always, was always covered in mud and beer, and I had no eyebrows and was screaming all the time. It was, it was a thing.
I'm here for that era. Honey, we all have eras. Like, I mean, we all have an era. Like,
well, we'd only just started touring, and we didn't, you know, I didn't really have any money for costumes, so I just had like this tin suitcase that was only full of basically like tights, old T-shirts, and small bottles of vodka.
Who were you like when you were a little baby? Like, who were you like? I mean, like, who were you obsessed with like stylistically? Like, who was like your like Michelle Kwan? Who was your? I mean, not that I'm a figure skater, but like, who were you just like? Oh my God! Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I was, you know, when I was really young, I was 90s, so it was the Spice Girls. It was the Spice Girls and Gwen Stefani, no doubt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I went to school. We would have these days where you could come in. We had a school uniform, but you could come in your own clothes sometimes on like special days. And I remember going into school. I was like, this is it. This is like, this is going to be my defining look. And it's, you know, I was a really weird kid, as you can imagine. So I was like, this is what's going to make everyone, you know, realize that I'm cool. And I had, I remember, the weirdest thing is like the last edition, I almost got it right. I had these, do you remember buffalo platform boots?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I had blue buffalo platforms, which were like sneakers, but a huge platform, purple crushed velvet flares. It's going well. It's going well. Like little top knots, like Gwen Stefani top knots. So it's still going well.
You're killing it.
And then a Simpsons jumper.
Okay. Okay. You committed. You did. You fucking committed.
But I remember it really well. I was like, but why the last bit of the... I mean, I was 10, but still, it was like... and then this Simpsons jumper.
I love that. Okay, wait. So when I was 10, I was obsessed with wearing all purple Barneys. I wore like a purple Barneys onesie jumper. It was like purple, and I was like, because I was like really obsessed with Barneys still even when I was 10. And then Doc Martens were really in. And then I ironed a Hanson decal on the back of the Barney to like bring it, to like modernize it. Wait, what town are you from? And
I'm from South London.
You are from South London, duh.
South London.
That explains South London.
Yeah, South London forever. Yeah. And from Camberwell, which is in that song, Grace. My sister Grace is here, actually, today.
Grace?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's here. Yeah.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Oh, my God. I love
My niece is here. They love the song, Grace, and I'm sorry again.
Oh, my God. I just saw her when the door opened up a little teeny, like the back silhouette
she's
of her
there,
and little
my
baby.
Niece
so cute.
Is here.
Hi, baby niece. Hi, sister. Love that story.
And her husband, Daniel. Hi, Grace. Oh, hi, Daniel. Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you so much for sharing your family time with us. That is, like, so major. She's, like, I'm, like, shaking like a leaf. I can't get over it. So you're performing tonight. Are you excited? Yeah.
I am really excited.
Oh, my God. And that's actually, like, where I'm going at the end. I just, like, my brain just kicked in. I said that earlier. What I really want to talk about was when I got to, like, meet you in the face, and I almost had, like, a nervous breakdown heart attack in Brooklyn, like, minding my own business. Like, I just, like, I didn't really know what to, like, expect. So I was just like, sure, I'll come to Tana Nancy. Like, that sounds amazing. She's, like, my babe. Of course I'm going to come. I, like, want to hear. I'm dying. I'm living. And I was, like, looking down having a mom, and then I looked up, and you were singing Dog Days in my face. And then I made this, like, face that I've never made in my life that was, like, photographed extensively. That was major for me. Picture it. We're going to Sophia Pacillo this. Because I don't think people could... People can't see that anywhere, right? Like, there's no video of it anywhere.
No, there's not really. It was, like, this... I was singing Sky Full of Song, which is about thunder. And as I was singing it, this big storm just rolled in just for that song and then rolled out.
And she was in this like billowing, gorgeous, like, well, I feel like your dress was like tight to your body, but then you're like in an overly floaty, like a little
it's
like
always
over
kind of floaty.
Well, no, but like, but you're like the immediate one was like floaty, but like more to your body floaty. And then like you had like a little coat, like overlay jacket thing. There was like really the floaty moment, because when you like went to the side and just like blew into that wind, when you were just like wailing on that gorgeous song, it was more than anyone could handle. Like, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Were you, but if you're outside and it rains, like, but that's like, is that an electrical hazard? Is that ever a thing?
We just soldiered through it? We did get pulled off stage. It's weird, like, in our family history and in my life, I get followed around by storms and weather.
I witnessed it.
Yeah, it does, like... We have, like, even going back to, like, great, we have, like, family history of, we've been involved in, like, huge floods.
It's
and,
full,
like
Outlander,
so it just
almost,
sort of
kind of.
Comes into my life all the time. Yeah. These, and I don't know, I love performing outside, because I always think when I'm playing that I'm outside of myself as well. So when you're there, you really get to be really connected with whatever, because when I'm playing, I'm not really sure what's happening a lot of the time. I know, I mean,
like,
I'm professional to a point, but when you're playing, something else takes over you, and sometimes in those moments you really feel that you're like, oh, it's here, it's definitely here.
It's like, that's profound. No, I mean, but it definitely, because like, I don't really know how I feel yet about like God or like Jesus specifically. Like I was like grew up like very, very religious and like, I mean, just like in a religious household. So like, I don't know exactly how like where that lands for me, but I definitely believe in like a something. Mm. Like when you see, like when you did, like, I mean, that is like a thing. Like it was for that song. I mean, it was like the wind machine was like for your hair, not like from Mother Nature. Like it was like, I mean, you couldn't organize that. And there's certain times where like certain things happen where I'm like, I don't know like what book or what word I believe in, but like there's definitely like a something. And even like in my fucking life, like you guys, like get out of my face. Like I'm like, they're like, what? Like there's definitely like a thing somewhere.
Well, yeah, I think when I kind of met you at the show and my sister was actually messaging me like, oh, you met Jonathan. And I was like, No, because he's so beautiful. But Grace was messaging me and she didn't really care about the show. She was like, you met Jonathan. I was like, but I did a show. She was like, whatever, to your show.
Stop complimenting me.
And then, I went and like watched the whole series. I was like, this is so important what you're doing. And it's so kind and it feels really like... I was literally messaging Grace being like, they're angels and they came to my show.
Oh my God, if Karamo was here, he would tell me like take the compliment. I am sweating so profusely. Like I just look up to you like so much and I have for such a long time. No, I mean, your music is like, I don't know. Cause I mean, I've always been like musically inclined to like, I just love like a, like female voice just like has always spoken to me more. Not that I don't like male artists, but like there's just like, I just like grew up on like Whitney and like Mariah and like then there's just like that sort of like, and that's like, yeah. And so I'm and just more and like my, I'm like obsessed with my mom and like all of like the women in my life were like so strong and like and also like boys were just like so mean to me growing up that like there was something about like female like driven music made me like when I felt like my most powerful and my most like. So your music has just like always, you know, spoken to me like so much.
Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, what were you up to last night? Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying something's different about you in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. If you follow me on socials or listen to Getting Curious and Pretty Curious, then you'll know I've been on a real makeup journey over the last few years. I've especially been enjoying a more colorful eyeshadow moment, and I've been loving incorporating Thrive Cosmetics' full line of makeup into my routine. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. One thing that's really major about Thrive is how much they're prioritizing giving back. It feels good to know that when I support Thrive, Thrive turns around and supports the communities around them too. I also love that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free and have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/curious. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/curious for 10% off your first order.
Babies, thank you so much for coming. I'm so excited. It's my first time at Vulture Fest. How's your day? Is it good? Well, I'm really excited. I have a pretty good guest for today. Maybe I'll stay standing up until I bring that person out. You know, I found that my biggest critique of like when I do stand up is that I sit down too fast. Like I just want to get comfortable. I call it my Jenny Gump pose. I just want a stool and I just want to sit with a guitar and sing. So really what I wanted to do today is just kind of have a friend up, have a little casual conversation. And through Queer Eye, I have made a lot of new friends. It never occurred to me that people who I look up to and think are amazing would think that we were, or like want to like be our friends. And I like went over my head. So this actor is so incredibly talented and he's so smart and he's so kind and gorgeous. Gorgeous. I mean, I say so myself. So without any further ado, I want to welcome out gorgeous Justin Theroux. He's just right here in the flesh.
Stop it.
Question.
Go.
Oh my God. So was Charlie's Angels like the role that changed your life?
Kinda. No, the role that, I was really lucky.
Because your role in that changed my life.
It did?
For God. Like 3 minutes. I mean, I couldn't believe you did her like that, but your body was everything. Everything.
Johnny. The first job I got was Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. And I had a teeny
Were you the sexy
part.
Cigarette man?
I was the cowboy, yeah.
Oh my God!
But that was like the...
No, Janine Garofalo.
With Janine Garofalo,
no.
Yes. But it was like a great job because...
I got my grandma to see... I literally convinced my grandma that that movie was like not controversial when I was 5 to get her to let me rent it. And I had to watch it so low because every time she was like, hey, Toby, fuck off. My grandma was like right there and I had to be like... Definitely PG, Anne. It is. Don't worry. But that was the first one.
That was the first big thing where like they flew me somewhere. Someone gave me a great piece of advice once, where they said don't ever go to Los Angeles unless someone's flying you there, because there's nothing more depressing than getting off a plane with no job in Los Angeles.
So that is not true of me, honey.
Well. I took the advice, and so that was the first time I got a job where they were like, yeah, we're going to put you up in a hotel, we're going to fly you first class, and I was like, and I couldn't believe it. First time I had gotten per diem, and I was like, what the hell, is this money just shows up every day?
What am I going to get room service?
Yeah, and I remember going to the airport, and I had a first class ticket, and I was like, can I change this ticket into like 6 economy tickets so I can do this again? And they're like, no. And I was like, can I just get the cash and go to like business class?
So essentially, like, I'm at my stage in my career where you were when you booked Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I was out there forever. I remember, like, because Janine Garofalo was like the big star of that movie.
Most major, the truth
Lisa
about
Kudrow.
Cats and dogs. I cannot.
Totally. And she had like a really busy schedule, so they like kept me in LA. I mean, I have like 2 lines in the movie, like, you know, but they were like kept me there for like a month. So I was living at the Sheraton Universal, like right on the Universal City. I was just like in heaven. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And I can eat at BB King's every night with this free money that they give me.
Were you like, oh, I'm so New York, like I hate it here, like these people.
No, I was kind of cool. I mean, I didn't understand it. I was like, what the hell is? I didn't understand how huge it was. So like, I was like, this is a really difficult place to get around. I didn't have a driver's license. I was like,
oh my God,
it was like a whole thing.
Uber,
yeah, it was a nightmare. So I basically lived at the Universal City Walk.
Yeah,
you know, in
there
the valley.
There wasn't that much. Like, was it popping there then? Like, you had like that Vivid studio right there, and then you had that like that's a porn studio that's right there. You guys, it's funny. I don't know if you live in LA. Would be like, that was funny. Or maybe it wasn't that funny, Jonathan. I don't know. So you kind of lived there and then you shot
I
that
lived there for like
movie?
A month because Janine was like shooting, like, you know, I can only shoot like every Wednesday, you know, it's
boundaries.
A full moon kind of thing. And I was like, all right, great. So, so I just lived there for like a month. That was kind of the thing where I was like, oh, this is a good gig.
Question.
Yeah.
I know that this is like Hollywood movie magic, but like, so that ending iconic scene with that dance, like, you weren't there for that. Or you were?
I think I was. I mean, at the actual
high school
reunion thing.
Like, you see
thing?
Them do the, like, if you're lost, you can look. And,
totally.
Like, were you, like, walking around on the floor because you were, like, at the reunion or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. I think they kind of always, for all the group stuff, they kind of kept you around, like, in case they want to throw you into a shot or whatever. And it was just fun.
That fucking antagonist lady who ended up getting pregnant and got, I was so happy that helicopter, like, embarrassed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was so rude. And also... in my memory, because I haven't seen Romy and Michelle's high school reunion for a minute, I feel like that's the same lady as the lady from Scandal. But is it? Is
that I don't know.
Is that her?
Can someone just IMDb that real quick?
Is it? Tan agrees. Tan says yeah. Yeah, Tan says yeah, they do. So Romy and Michelle's was the first.
That was my first studio movie. I did like a couple independent movies, you know, before that. But that was the first like sort of studio thing.
And then like, because obviously like your career is like mage. It's obviously your
thing. It makes no sense, my career. I didn't have a plan.
But like if there was like, what's like on your baby like... Bucket. Like, what would you, like, live to do that you haven't gotten to do yet? Like, you wanna do, like,
I was just talking about this with someone the other night, and I was like, I don't really have a bucket list, like, you know, like, oh, I gotta go skydiving, or whatever. Like, I kind of, like, I feel like your bucket list kind of happens as you live. Like, so I have gone skydiving, and I have, like, ridden a motorcycle across Europe, and I have, like, so I feel like
it's
the bucket...
Very Ewan McGregor of you. Which I love.
I wanted to go on that trip so badly.
Oh my God, were you, like, invited?
I totally hate watching that show. I was like, he's got two great BMWs, he's driving around the world. That's, like, something I want to
so
really
hot
bad. Yeah,
yeah. So hot.
But yeah, I think bucket lists like happen to you. I mean, like, you know, it's like you don't really know what's on your
like
bucket list until it happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God,
I'm constantly in a state of shock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is more interesting than going like, you know what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go in a hot air balloon.
No, it's so true.
Ugh.
She's not a planner. I never have been. In fact, my best friend Emily was saying like right when Queer Eye came out, and I was like, oh my God, these followers, like, I am just like, she's like, how does it feel? And I was like, I think it literally took like this level for me. I was like, oh my God, I can roll with punches. She's flexible. Like, look at it, Peter, you're doing it. Like, you're handling some shit you never thought you could handle. So,
totally.
And I'm like loving myself through it and being open about not doing it perfectly. Like, I'm a nightmare. And I think that's kind of fun.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's very like present. You project a kind of presentness that I think is really admirable. To be a little whatever. Like, you do. I don't know.
Honestly, like,
don't
usually I'm not
cry.
Attracted to heterosexual men, and I never let it go there, because I'm like, you're probably have, like, skin marks and are, like, weird and, like, probably do, like, gross stuff. But you challenge me, Justin. You're so vulnerable and, you know, so in touch with your with both of your sides. You know, you're so comfortable with yourself. I love that about you. I really do.
You've been listening to Getting Curious Live with me, Jonathan Van Ness. You'll find links to our guests' work in the episode description of whatever you're listening to the show on, and behind-the-scenes photos and videos on Instagram and Twitter at CuriousWithJVN. Our theme music is Freak by Quinn. Thanks to her so much for letting us use it. If you enjoyed our show, introduce a friend, and please show them how to subscribe, because sometimes, you know, it's hard to find that button. You gotta, like, get to this app to click that app, so sometimes people just need a little lesson, you know? You can listen to all of our live episodes in full for free wherever you listen to the show. We'll be back for more Getting Curious Live next week. Our socials are run and curated by Emily Bosick. Our editor is Andrew Carson. Getting Curious is produced by me, Erica Ghetto, and Emily Bosick.